Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked lock. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering. And, you know, I just joined at the very last second. I connected about 2 minutes or maybe a minute before the music started. And I asked Jason how much time I had. I said, I have about a minute. I said, okay, I'll be right back. And at the farm, it's really, really busy. You know, out here, we have, there's a problem with cows across this area. I think it's probably even bigger than just where we are. It's called blackleg. And blackleg is a muscle-wasting disease that cows get typically when they're less than 2 or 3 years old, young calves. And what happens is there is a spore or a pathogen that lives in the soil. And this pathogen loves violent weather extremes, hot, cold. It just loves it. And so in this area, there's plenty of this going on. It is so prevalent that the go-to last-ditch effort treatment for this disease, blackleg, the last-ditch effort is penicillin. And what has happened is that penicillin has become unobtainium. The veterinarians don't have any. The farm supplies stores don't have any. How do I know? Because I called them. I called them within a 50-mile radius. And we were able to get some penicillin, just enough to, if we need to treat our cows, to use it on our cows, if. And the answer that I got when I called these farm supply stores was, no, we don't have any. And when are you going to get it? Do you know? I have no idea. They don't know when they're going to get it. And I believe, and I can't prove this, I cannot prove this. This is just pure wild speculation. Don't believe anything I say. But I believe that it has come from above. I'm not talking about the heavens. I'm not talking about from God. I'm talking about from these planes that fly and spray over us. And we don't know what in the heck they're spraying. Is it possible that they're spraying these pathogens? Well, is Hunter Biden involved with Ukraine and biowarfare? I think you all found that out, right? So is it possible? Of course it's possible. So what happens is the muscle turns black, and it rots, and the cows die within 12 to 48 hours with no symptoms, none. So it's expensive, it's painful, it's awful, it's just devastating to everyone involved. As a matter of fact, our son was talking to a veterinarian on Sunday and yesterday, and by the afternoon on Sunday, he had gotten 12 calls on a Sunday. That's pretty rare because, you know, the weekends, first of all, calling a vet to your farm is really expensive. Calling a vet on a weekend is really, really, really expensive. Okay, so farmers don't want to do that unless it's an extreme emergency. And 12 calls before, you know, let's say mid-afternoon were received, and he had to return calls after hours, after we got off the phone with him. So it's a real problem, and I don't think anyone has really figured out how devastating this problem can be, unless you're a farmer. And the farmers haven't even figured it out until they try to go and buy penicillin as the last-ditch treatment. Okay? And what I found out was I had called, and one farm supply place pretty far away, it was over a 50-mile trip, had one bottle of injectable penicillin, one. And I said, okay, would you hold that for us? Yep, we're glad to do it. Okay. So I got in the car and went out there. And she said, you know, three people wanted that bottle after you called. Rich, what I'm saying is it's real serious and no one's talking about it. Rich Shevitz with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And I'll be honest with you, your theory has merit when you really think about. You know, I'm looking at an article right here. New study shows microplastics found in human blood for the first time in history, and a lot of it. And you look at the toxic food, you look at the toxic drugs, you look at the mRNA vaccines with gene editing. I mean, every baby in the forest knows about all this stuff. And when you look at the geoengineering, the spraying of the atmosphere, and the patents of weather manipulation tools, nothing is far-fetched anymore. It's all believable. And especially when you see the powers that be trying to cover it up, what you're saying is not out of the realm of possibility by all means. But, Vince, we're living in a virtual reality, lack of reality world. You know, and I hate even going here, but you know, it's just like the Oscars. You know, by the way, here's an article: Pfizer is a proud sponsor of the Oscars. When you really think about the purposeful faulty information that's out there, whether it be to poison our livestock, poison the people, eliminate jobs, depopulate the planet. You know, you look at the scripted, you know, I even hate going here because the Oscars have had, no one's watching them. They got the lowest ratings or the second lowest ratings in history. But this is why most people believe this Chris Rock, Will Smith theater was scripted. And you got to look at why they do a lot of these stuff. It's, you know, A, to save the ratings for the Oscars. B, they do things like this so the powers that be can say, well, we can no longer tolerate jokes or free speech. And it could be a diversion, a distraction about Hunter's laptop. We all know that this is a national security threat. It's treason. It's sedition. Gotta remember, these people don't let a crisis go to waste. There's no such thing as bad publicity, as they say in corporate America and Hollywood. So we have to realize when anything gets done, and you look at cover-ups, and you look at, you know, from election fraud to the bioweapon to everything that's happening in America against our Bill of Rights and Constitution, they have to come up with these gimmickries for cover-ups. And I think that's what's happening in so many different contexts and so many different arenas. And, you know, from our dollar to the economy to finance in general to eliminating the rule of law with precedence and taking away due process, you know, basically protecting the corrupt and enabling them with liability immunity across the board. And it all boils down to lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. We now have a situation in America where standards, expectations, qualifications in America mean less today than they've ever meant in the history of our country. And that affects value. And, you know, when everything gets sold to the highest bidder or people make their reactions based on blackmail or threats, it basically eliminates representation for the little guy. And when I say the little guy, at least the bottom 93% of income earners. So whether it be commerce with what you're experiencing with your cattle, whether anything, getting a loan. I mean, we have so much narrative manufacturing, damage control, cover-ups, setups, lies, that it's really difficult for the little guy to create a plan of action to survive. You know, we're dealing with wars, we're dealing with genocide, we're dealing with eugenics, censorship, surveillance, political imprisonment, cover-ups everywhere you look, surveillance, urban suburban lawlessness, election voter fraud, foreign interference. They're literally desensitizing the people to murder. We have no rule of law, no due process. We have plausible deniability schemes every direction you look. Total economic demolition, state-sponsored racism and sexism for the purpose of divide-and-conquer strategies. Again, toxic poison foods and drugs and water and our lack of nutrition in our foods. Depopulation schemes for the greater good. Groups demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Phony BS, politically correct buzzwords that have been redefined for the purpose of selling narrative, all funded by U.S. taxpayers. And that includes 5G, geoengineering, and all the lies and faulty hospital diagnosis on COVID so certain people can make money, pushing jobs and labor overseas, not having borders. I mean, we can go on and on and on. We talk about all this stuff all the time. But, Vince, you know, if you're one of the bottom 93% and you've been listening to most channels, most programs in the independent media, it's got to be pretty confusing on what you need to do to forget about words like prosperity. I'm talking about words like survival. I mean, we spoke, you were in the middle of this project that you just talked about yesterday. We talked for what, maybe 90 seconds yesterday because you were so busy.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't know
seconds,
if I was coming on
most.
Myself, yeah. I think we could have gotten more communication with smoke signals and flaming arrows from Montana to Missouri, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, it's getting tougher. It's getting tougher by the minute. Everything is harder. Everything's breaking. Everything's broken. Nothing's working. And we're going from crisis to crisis to crisis to crisis. Literally. Every day here at the farm. I can't imagine what it would be like to not be in the middle of a crisis. Literally. I'm not exaggerating, class. That's why it's taking me so long to get the website up. Because I start and then I get interrupted. And it's a major, major interruption. It's life and death. It's unbelievable. And I can't believe it's just us. I think the farmers are really, really in trouble. I just have another comment when we come back about politics. We'll be right back. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting save savegcn.com. That's savegcn.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievement's with us, and I just wanted to bring in a comment about politics. You know, there's a television series called House of Cards. You may have seen it, 2013. And Kevin Spacey played a guy by the name of Frank Underwood. And he was Speaker of the House who wanted to be president. And this series involved manipulation, bribes, sex, assassination, blackmail, murder, everything you possibly think of. And it's really twisted. And this guy was, Kevin Spacey and his wife were a political pair. You might liken them to, maybe the Clinton crime syndicate. And Bill Clinton was asked how much of this series was true. Allegedly, he was asked this. At least that's what has been reported in the media. And he said 99% of this murder, mayhem, blackmail, assassination, sex, orgies, bribes, the rest of it, were true. And just 1% of it was not true. And that's the part about how quickly an education bill was passed. And it doesn't happen that fast. So, Except for the part about doing the right thing, that was not true because it was portrayed as happening faster than it would, meaning education. But the rest of it, the murder, the mayhem, the orgies, the rest of it, they were true, according to Bill Clinton. And a lot of people thought that this was a documentary of Bill and Hillary. And Frank Underwood wore a ring, you know, on his hand. and the ring had his initials on it. And his name was Frank Underwood. So the ring, if you looked at it, had his initials F-U. Think about that. Rich, you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Now I know where to start. Let's talk about how the powers that be, the machine behind the scene, is talking about creating or making truth and facts now hateful conduct. Oh, you're offended. See, again, when you really think about everything that's happening in America, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, it's a war on Americans. It's just like these sanctions going on in the U.S., Canada, Australia against Russia, all the so-called West. Haven't you noticed? These sanctions are wars against us. We're literally making Russia and China more powerful. Now, I'm going to talk about that in other detail with other articles that I have. But you mentioned about sex. And there's an article that just came out in the last 24 hours. It's on Zero Hedge. Oh, it's everywhere. Representative Cawthorn says he was invited to a D.C. orgy and witnessed, you know, people doing cocaine in front of him. This is all part of the blackmail and the bribery set-up schemes. You know they're going to slip in some 16-year-old girl to have sex with him, get him having sex on film, and then he's owned. Now, some 16-year-old girls, you can put the right dress and the right makeup on them and make them look 18. We all know this. But we have to realize that a lot of everything that's going on is not just fake, but these people have delegitimized the system because no one's doing their job. Just like when Donald Trump is suing the DNC and Hillary, or there's a bunch of names. We went through this weeks ago, all the names that he's suing. These people literally tried to overthrow the government. They got caught making everything up, spying on Donald Trump. This is treason. If it happened in reverse, Donald Trump, Eric, Don Jr., the whole Trump family would probably be in the who's gal by now. It's just like we have to look at what goes on behind the scenes. I want to mention a few different articles here when we get back after the break, but I'm going to start with, it's just like when Joe Biden was talking to the troops not long ago and there was pictures. Everybody just stared at him. With Trump, everybody wants to shake his hand and take pictures, take selfies. In other words, we know, the troops know, the world knows that the election was rigged.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services, Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
I mean, I was struck when you talked about him talking about shortages. You know, think about Ronald Reagan talked about America being that shining city on a hill. President Trump said we're going to make America great again, and he did. And now here comes Joe Biden, and what's he say? Get ready for shortages. I mean, this is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. And you're exactly right. We'd better, this administration had better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think, the catalyst for this whole situation, because Putin used the leverage that came with the energy based on the crazy decisions in the Biden administration to launch this terrible invasion of Ukraine.
Attorneys filed court documents for some of those killed and injured during last year's deadly Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, alleging that rapper Travis Scott violated a gag order to influence possible jurors and rebuild his reputation ahead of a potential trial. The complaint swirls around a project Scott made earlier this month called Project Heal, a $5 million initiative that includes funding for safety challenges for festivals and large-scale events. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Rich Humans with us, live in Montana. Lives off grid. He's an author. USA Prepares Instructor Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. I got lots of stuff here, but I want to address a couple of things that was mentioned during the break regarding the grooming of children in today's schools, and I have an article here in front of me. New Jersey Middle School forced 12-year-olds to learn about transgender hormone therapy without parental consent. See, this is all about the grooming, folks. This is all what does transgenders do? Okay, first of all, it separates, divides the parents from the children. Okay? So, in addition to that, we've talked about this. This is why I mentioned published articles in the public domain. I don't give opinion here. I don't give subjective emotional opinion. I give objective facts. That's how I roll. That's how we roll at USAPrepares.com, and that's how the majority of the independent media rolls. So when you talk about transgenderism, this is basically a precursor to the allowance, if you will, of transhumanism, whether it be to be chipped for surveillance, nanotechnology, control, consolidating power, money, control, the whole works. You got to look at the bottom line here. And one of the main agendas, and you've heard me many times go over objectives and agendas of the elite, of the power structure, the powers that be, they want depopulation. You remember articles I've mentioned not too long ago regarding females wanting to turn or become transgender to male. Do you recall just what one suicide attempt is in those people? Females wanting to become males. I remember it. 50.8%. So over half of the females who want to transition to become males are attempting at least one suicide attempt. And I mentioned articles over the years where up to 40% of the people in general want to commit suicide because they've been duped, they've been played. They're part of the agenda by the elite. Now, another thing that was talked about was basically inflation, like they talked about food. We've talked about all this. We've talked about all this in great detail. But you can see the velocity of money going down, the consumer confidence going down, all growth going down. You can see that as interest rates go up, the whole system, including bankruptcy, the false delinquencies, and debt, which is deflationary, is going to skyrocket. So, not to mention you have money supply issues, you have supply issues in general, you have margin calls, you have everything from what I call no choice speculation, which makes less discretionary spending. So when we have, so the bottom 93% is going to experience inflation, stagflation, which is an increase in inflation and basically the economy falling apart. Okay. And deflation, the little guy is going to see all of this. When you look at food and gas and lumber and rent and housing, you're looking just in certain needs and necessities, you're looking at probably a 30% overall increase in inflation. Overall, it's probably 16% as per John Williams on shadowstats.com. You cannot believe the government's numbers, which is like 7.9%. It's all BS. I mean, and you got to look at all the objectives behind it and the secondary sources behind it and the narratives that they're selling the people. A lot of this is psyops. Like when BlackRock is buying houses, it's in blue states because we all know there's a mass exodus out of blue Democrat stronghold areas to red states. For a lot of reasons, not just murder, rape, and the hundreds of subsets under mayhem, but people are leaving for a lot of other reasons because they cherish freedom, they cherish liberty, they cherish choices, they cherish free will that the powers that be are trying to dismiss and eliminate from our options and our lives. So when you look at BlackRock buying all these houses, yes, they are. They do want to bring in all these illegal, unvetted immigrants, mostly military-age men, for a lot of other nefarious reasons, not just selling the American people drugs and to destroy our culture and our traditions, but it also masks the exodus out of the blue states. So when you have the BlackRocks and Vanguards consolidating power, money, control for the elite, that's what's happened. And it doesn't show as much of a decrease in blue state value because of companies like BlackRock buying everything up. Okay, so I'm going to, and I touch on this as much as I can. We have to remember the psyops. And you've heard the term mass formation psychosis. It's about the creating fear. It's about mind control. It really is a hypnosis type of situation to turn thinkers into followers. And even the Pentagon admitted this for population control. It's divide and conquer strategy. It's putting one group against another group. But it's mostly lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job and eliminating qualifications. That eliminates, for the bottom 93%, any chance of prosperity and even survival. It's about control, design mind control. They want to make you emotional. They want your reactions to be emotional. They're controlling your reactions, and it's like putting you in a funnel. You're going in one specific direction. And whether they use trigger words or 5G or type technology, it's designed to disrupt everything and create behavior modification. It's to turn your world into a virtual reality where they sell you the narratives and you're paying for. Just like victim group status. Group self-pity points. All these things are designed by the elite. And this is why we've talked about so many different solutions in the world over the years, like practice what you preach laws, like having independent businesses, small businesses creating alliances with each other and buying product together, putting it in a big warehouse so they can buy it in bulk and save money. We talk about all this stuff, having a Plan B Commerce Club with gold and silver and state treasuries getting involved. And depositories. Look, we talk about all this stuff, but the powers that be don't want viable business models. They want a business model that consolidates power, money, and control for themselves. So you are basically slaves. You're stuck. You don't have choices. And you're literally, through the psyops of mind control, feel like you're satisfied enough. But you're being 100% controlled. Do you know that they literally say that the World Economic Forum and the powers that be behind it, I've heard them say it on audio. They literally say that humans can now be hacked. I want you to think about that. I mean, there's so many nefarious things going on behind the scenes, but let me go to it. I go off into so many tangents, but please pardon me, but I'm going to mention a few articles here that shows how they try to basically fake you out, psyop you, fake news. This is from Citizen Free Press. Biden and his cohorts busted for stage video. They showed Joe Biden walking through the lawn or on photos with leaves on the trees. The leaves have no, the leaves aren't on the trees in Washington, D.C. in March. So that's how they do it. Here's another one. Ukraine Defense Ministry publishes video game footage claiming it shows military destroying Russian helicopters. A video game. Do you know how much fake news and propaganda has come out of Ukraine? It's unbelievable. Here's another one. And this is just to prove that you cannot believe anything that comes from the mainstream media, the White House, or any of the powers that be. Zero. Nada. You understand? Candace Owens received an email from the New York Times a few days ago asking for the comment where when she said things about advancing the idea that Ukraine is a corrupt country. Okay? So what they did, the New York Times tried to get her, a gotcha moment against Candace Owens. So Candace Owens sends all these links of all these articles that she got from the New York Times basically saying that they're a corrupt, that Ukraine's a corrupt country. And the New York Times just sat there and went, duh, and they said nothing. They had nothing to say. This is how everything is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. When I've used that same terminology for 11 years on national radio. I'm not changing my stance on that because I've given thousands of examples of all that. Next, Pfizer offers millions of dollars in bribes to buy the silence of outspoken doctors. Dr. Paul Alexander, quote, Pfizer offered me $1 million, $50 million month wage to stop writing and hammering them and Burla, and I said no. See, this Dr. Alexander, that's called a hero. That's called an American. Okay? And I told you many, many stories before where I've been approached by many big-name production companies I've kind of made friends or acquaintances with the with their liaison who contacted me, and they would not give me final editing rights. And I said no. But they wanted me to sell out preppers. They wanted me to sell out Americans. They wanted me to sell out self-sufficiency. I had an opportunity to be on television shows and do documentaries. I turned them down because I would not sell out my country. That's what we need in America. Okay, here's another article. Official government data suggests triple vaccinated for COVID now have vaccine-induced AIDS and are five times more likely to die. This is out of Canada. I'm just going to read a few short sentences here. The latest figures out of Canada suggest that on an average across the country, those who got fully vaccinated for the COVID-19 have lost about three-quarters of their immune system capacity. Compared to the natural immune systems of unvaccinated people, the double and triple vaccinated are down about 74% and 73%, respectively, in terms of their damaged immune system's ability to fight off diseases of any kind. And there's just so much information in here. Here's another, the same article. There are more unvaccinated people in Canada than fully vaccinated people. That's the same thing here in the U.S. When they say that 90% of the people have been vaxxed, they do that as part of the PSYOP to make you believe, well, they did it, so, you know, maybe I should do it. That's how they do it. I've read articles here, legitimate articles, where they say less than 50% of Americans have been actually vaccinated at all, and 38% at most has had three jabs, 38%. I mean, it's still a lot when you really think about it. And here in the and basically they just talk about AIDS and how it's destroying your immune system. Here's another study. New England Journal of Medicine study proves that methodologies behind COVID vaccine research are rigged, inherently and intentionally flawed. And I'll mention a couple of sentences when we come back after this break. We have to look at the PSYOPs and how they change definitions. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Proceedings, Willis. Rich, back to you.
Thank you so much, Vince. Thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment rights given to us by millions of combat veterans who literally fought, bled, and died for us. But before the break, folks, I was talking about this New England Journal of Medicine study, basically proving that methodologies behind COVID vaccines research are rigged. And it talks about contrived definitions, and of course I'm paraphrasing and going through this, and they look at a process dubbed as Bayesian data crime. And basically, it's you change the term of vaccinated, and you know there was a. If you recalled, I have mentioned this stuff before. There was a 2-week buffer of time from the time of administration of the so-called vaccine, and of course we all know it's a vaccine. I'm doing air quotes when I say that term. So if a person gets jabbed on and gets sick on day 13, basically, he or she is not considered to be unvaccinated. And fraud and fiction are renamed science that's bought and paid for to push COVID shots on the masses. In the last paragraph here, I'm going to actually quote, anyone 12 to 14 days from their second vax or booster with an adverse event or death were counted as unvaxxed. So where does most of those deaths, what column or subset do they go into? They usually go into died of COVID in order to get the numbers up with fear and to skew the numbers, okay? So the numbers, so basically these figures and numbers prove that the unvaxxed are leading cases and hospitalizations and deaths when it really is the vaccinated who are leading those numbers. So we have to look at all the things behind when certain powers that be says, well, we're going to do this for the good of the people, for the poor, for the children, for the women, for the minorities, for this, for that. You got to look at you have to read the article, you have to look into things, and you have to look at the secondary and tertiary objectives, which are probably their main objectives. Just like when Newsom from California says, we're going to give you $400 gas cards per month. This is an introduction to UBI and MMT, Universal Basic Income and Modern Monetary Theory. It's also a way to check your carbon footprint. An allocation for social credit score. Even though you're getting beer money, it's all part of the great Green New Deal so they can surveil you and you get paid accordingly. It's just like the Supreme Court justice who's being, well, she's being, you know, interviewed right now. And she says, remember she said you can't, she was asked, and I'm paraphrasing here, can you define a woman? She says, no, I'm not a biologist. Think about this. So now the Dems are not only known for building back better, which means building back worse, they're also known that there's going to be major food shortages and inflation. Think about this. So now what I'm reading around the Internet, men are literally walking into women's locker rooms and bathrooms, and the women are yelling at them, telling them to get out, and their response is, I don't know what to do. I'm not a biologist. This is, we have to look at how they are delegitimizing the system, delegitimizing work and your job and definitions. Basically, in every context they do, everything these people touch is to lower the bars of standards and expectations. Here's two articles right here. If you go to the gym, you're literally Hitler. Right next door says MSNBC piece claims health and fitness is the new gateway drug to the far right. I want you to think about how stupid that is. Basically, weightlifting or exercise is, we need weight exercises to make our bones, ligaments, joints, cartilage healthier. Weight-bearing exercises are important. I've read a ton of those studies over the years. Okay, so what I'm going to do now here, folks, is I'm going to mention, since I'm kind of went into healthcare unintentionally, I'm going to mention a bunch of articles on that, and then I'm going to go into general news, and obviously I'm not going to get to everything. I'm already deleting and omitting articles, but here we go. COVID, Vince, do you have any comments on any, yeah, any of these, yeah, articles I just do, mentioned, especially regarding exercise and going to a gym? I mean, is that pathetic?
Well, okay, so I was at the Chinese Factory Outlet in Missouri in the good old days before the genocide, and this woman pushing a stroller with a baby in the stroller was on her cell phone. She just walked right in, pushed the stroller right into the men's room, and I looked at her. All the guys are looking at her. The guys in the urinal are looking at her, and I just let her have it. What's the matter with you? It's a men's room. That was my response. And you mentioned gas cards. Cash is anonymous. Gas cards are not anonymous, just as you said. Think about that, class. So those are a couple of my comments. And weight-bearing exercise, we do it at the farm all the time, in the natural course of living on a farm.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.